All right, get ready because today's deep dive might sound a little different.
Different good, I hope.
Oh, definitely. We're looking at an annual report, which I know doesn't exactly scream exciting, but trust me on this one.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity. What report has you so fired up?
This is all about UHI's STEM outreach program, and let me tell you, it's bursting with inspiration. There's even a birthday cake involved. Don't worry, we'll get to that.
All right, now I'm really intrigued. Birthday cake and STEM outreach. This I have to hear about.
Seriously, this report is anything but dry. And what's remarkable is how much they've accomplished in such a short time.
Right.
This program is barely a year old, and they're already making waves, especially considering the unique challenges of their location in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland.
That's a vast area to cover. Definitely adds a layer of complexity, not your average university setting.
Exactly. We're talking about a network of colleges and research centers spread across the region, not a single campus. So for those not familiar, UHI, the University of the Highlands and Islands, has truly outdone themselves with this outreach effort.
So what's their secret sauce? What makes this program so special?
Well, they haven't just focused on university-level STEM. They've gone all the way back to the beginning preschool and primary school.
Wow, now that's thinking long term, catching them young.
Exactly. It's a testament to their vision. They're not just filling lecture halls, they're cultivating the next generation of scientists, engineers, mathematicians, you name it. They're planting those seeds early on, which is essential for building a sustainable STEM workforce, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's
Yeah.
like they're laying the groundwork for the future, and it's something we can all get behind, right?
Right. Whether you're a parent, an educator, or just someone who appreciates the power of STEM, this program's impact is undeniable.
So let's ditch the formal report jargon and unpack this thing.
Exactly. What were your first impressions? What jumped out at you?
Honestly, it was their clarity of purpose. They state their goal so clearly: inspire and equip future STEM leaders. And they're doing that by creating these hands-on, engaging experiences tailored to young minds, which is brilliant.
And speaking of engaging, did you see the picture of their first anniversary cake?
Oh, you mean the chocolate cake decked out with robots and test tubes?
Yes, it's the perfect embodiment of this program, serious about STEM, but with this playful, approachable vibe.
It's not just about appearances, though. Their approach is really resonating. The report highlights the overwhelmingly positive feedback they're getting, and not just from teachers, but from the students themselves.
It's true that enthusiasm jumps off the page. Teachers are reporting increased confidence in their own STEM teaching abilities, and the kids are coming away with a genuine love for learning and exploring,
Right.
which is what it's all about, right?
Right. It's about sparking that curiosity, that excitement for discovery.
And it's not just about memorizing facts and figures either. The report describes kids using code to make robots dance, building their own computer games. They're even exploring the world of binary language, and they're having a blast doing it.
And when asked about their dream jobs, the responses were amazing. We're talking aspiring paleontologists, future marine biologists, YouTubers who build incredible things. There was even a future gladiator in the mix.
Proof that STEM can ignite passions in the most unexpected ways, right?
Absolutely. But it's not just the kids who benefit. The program also focuses on empowering teachers to confidently incorporate STEM into their classrooms.
Which is so key, right? A confident teacher can make or break a student's experience with a subject. How are they achieving that?
Well, the report emphasizes the training they provide, but importantly, they're using the same Linda Lab kits that the teachers will then use with their students. It's very hands-on.
Ah, yes, the Linda Lab system. Speaking of making things work, let's peek behind the curtain and see how this logistical masterpiece functions, because it's pretty ingenious, especially for a region as geographically diverse as the Highlands and Islands.
Imagine this. Each coordinator is equipped with these fantastic kits, essentially mobile STEM labs, packed with materials for over 15 different STEM topics.
15, wow. What kind of topics are we talking about?
Everything from building circuits to understanding oil spill science, all incredibly relevant to the real-world challenges facing Scotland.
That's fantastic, bringing STEM to life in a really tangible way. They've clearly thought this through, right down to the logistics.
Exactly. They recognize that certain pieces of equipment, like robots and those advanced construction kits, are more expensive. So they've centralized those resources, making them accessible to all.
It's about equity of access, ensuring that all students, regardless of where they're located, have the opportunity to engage with high-quality STEM learning.
And it's about cultural inclusion, too.
Yeah.
All the materials are available in both English and Gaelic.
Of course. ensuring accessibility for all learners and reflecting the region's rich cultural heritage. It's really impressive the level of thought they've put into this. So it's not just about dropping off a box of equipment, it's a comprehensive system designed to support both teachers and students.
Right, it's a holistic approach.
But their dedication to STEM education goes beyond the classroom too. They're taking STEM on the road, literally, to community events, even music festivals.
Oh yes, the Boffinarium tent at the Billedrum Tartan Heart Festival caught my eye. Thousands of festival goers, families, kids, engaging with STEM activities amidst the music and festivities.
What a brilliant idea. It really speaks volumes about their understanding of how to reach audiences in engaging and unexpected ways.
It's about meeting people where they are, making learning fun and accessible.
Exactly. And their involvement with local STEM networks highlights another crucial aspect of their success collaboration. They're not operating in isolation. They're actively building this interconnected web of STEM support.
That's where that spider diagram in the report comes in, right?
Yes. It visually maps out all those connections with UHI right at the heart of this thriving regional STEM ecosystem.
It's a really impressive display of their strategic approach. They're connecting schools, businesses, science centers, even national organizations, creating a support system that will hopefully extend far beyond this initial funding period, which is key for long-term sustainability.
And we're back, diving right back into this impressive STEM world UHI is building. You know, before the break, we were talking about those Linda Lab kits. Looking closer at this report, there's a really smart strategy there.
Oh, absolutely. They could have just stopped at what, you know, providing the cool equipment.
Yeah.
But they get that the how is just as important, right?
Makes sense.
By focusing on a system that actually empowers teachers, that's what makes it sustainable, impactful, all of that.
It's about building that confidence, not just delivering the content. Those teachers become STEM champions themselves.
Exactly. And the way they do the training, having teachers use the exact same kits they'll use with kids later.
Smart.
Right.
Right. Practical, applicable. You see that positive feedback coming through.
And not just a one-off thing either. They're working with student teachers too. Mm. Right from the start of their careers. That's thinking ahead.
Gotta love that. Makes such a difference, that one teacher who's genuinely into it. But speaking of impact, the student stories in this report are something else. Any that stuck with you?
Oh, there was this one little girl. After a coding session, she tells her teacher, "I think I want to be a coder when I grow up." Simple, but it gets you right. That spark.
Totally. And it wasn't just one type of dream either. Going through those testimonials, it's amazing, the variety.
Oh, yeah. Remember those word clouds we talked about? Paleontologist, marine biologist, YouTuber who builds stuff even. Future gladiator, someone said.
She proves it's not just turning out future scientists in lab coats. Those STEM skills, they go everywhere.
It's about how to think, how to solve problems. And speaking of which, this North Coast Space Cluster thing caught my eye. Is that for real?
Right. Sounds like something out of Star Trek. But no, Scotland, especially up in the Highlands and Islands, they're becoming a hub for those satellite launch sites.
Seriously? I had no idea. So UHI is launching mini satellites now.
Not quite, but they're getting that future workforce ready. Partnerships with the National Space Academy, Space Scotland, even some international groups, I think they said.
Wow, thinking globally.
They're making sure these students can compete anywhere.
And it's not just technical stuff either, right? It's that critical thinking we talked about, problem solving, teamwork. Those are essential anywhere, but especially in a field that's changing so fast, like space.
Prepping them for jobs that don't even exist yet.
Exactly. And that, for me, that's what makes this so exciting. They're not just reacting to now, they're shaping what's next.
Which is a perfect segue, actually. Because we are going to have to come back down to Earth for a bit, but after the break, we're returning to that exciting future UHI is planning. Big plans ahead, so don't go anywhere.
And we're back. Time to touch back down from our deep dive into UHI STEM.
But gotta talk future, right? They're just getting started.
That's what I liked. It wasn't just, look what we did. It's got this energy like, hold my drink, watch this.
Totally. And they're all about staying ahead of the curve too, one of their next steps. Brand new Linda Lab kits, but focusing on like the really cutting edge stuff.
Right, so marine science, renewable energy, even going deeper into the whole space exploration thing.
They're thinking, what skills will kids need 10 years from now, not just what jobs are there right now?
Anticipating instead of reacting. That's huge.
Yeah.
But they're not just making new stuff. They want to get what they have to more people, too.
Oh, right. The kits are mostly for the coordinators now, right?
Yep. But they want to open up bookings, community groups, smaller organizations, everyone.
Love that. Makes so much sense. That high quality stuff, available more widely.
Breaks down barriers, you know, everyone gets a shot. And speaking of which, they're building this STEM hub online thing too.
Hold on, online treasure trove? Did I read that right?
Basically. So that teacher in a remote area, parent who's homeschooling, boom, access to all these resources, support. Game changer.
No kidding. Levels the playing field instantly. And then they mentioned an interactive map for tracking their data.
Now, I know interactive map sounds
You're
a bit
techie.
Yeah, sell me on this.
Imagine they can see their impact clearly. Which schools reached, what programs happened all across the Highlands and Islands visually. Oh, so when they're talking to funders, it's like, look at this. This is what we do.
Exactly. Proof. But also, it helps them see where the needs are, where they can have the most impact. Data is powerful when you can actually see it.
Smart move for an organization that's clearly got a plan. So as we wrap up here, what sticks with you most? What should our listener take away about UHI STEM?
It's going to sound cliche, but thinking big, starting small, building it up strategically. They picked early year STEM. 1 year later, it's this ripple effect. Teachers, schools, communities, even those industries.
It's pretty inspiring. Shows what you can do when you've got the vision, the right people, and let's be honest, passion. They've got passion for STEM, that's clear.
And let's not forget that playful side, that birthday kick, right? Learning should be fun. Yeah. Even when it's something like STEM, that can seem intimidating.
For sure. You can be serious about the education part without taking yourselves too seriously.
Well said.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for exploring UHI's STEM world with us. If you're feeling that spark too, remember, any community can do this. Nurture those future innovators, the problem solvers. Who knows, maybe there's a future astronaut, a tech genius right next door just waiting for their chance.